This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian and British officials say Russian troops continue to press their offensive in the eastern Donbas region in an attempt to fully seize Ukraine's industrial heartland, but have made little headway as fierce Ukrainian counterattacks have slowed their efforts. Russia continues to fight for full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions that make up the Donbas and seeks to secure, quote, a land route between these territories and the occupied Crimea, end quote, including by wiping out the last pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the besieged port city of Mariupol, Ukraine's general staff said Saturday. Evacuation efforts for civilians were continuing Saturday. Russia, too, said Saturday it plans to deploy its newly tested Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of mounting nuclear strikes against the United States by autumn. It's crunch time for the voters in France as centrist incumbent Emmanuel Macron heads off against far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen for the last round of the French presidential elections. The AP's Karen Chames reports.
Macron had an early bump in the polls as he played a key role in international talks on supporting Ukraine. Le Pen, however, has cultivated ties with Russia and has been sceptical of Macron's decision to send 100 million euros of weapons to Ukraine. Dubbed the president of the rich for abolishing a wealth tax, Macron has also helped jobless rates decrease to its lowest level in a generation. Meanwhile, Le Pen has tapped into frustration among working-class voters over inflation and promises to cut taxes on energy and essential goods. Le Pen has also promised to be tough on immigration, a policy that has been central to her campaigns over the years. Whilst Macron has taken a firmer line on immigration, as he has sought support from right-wing voters. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Cuba and the United States have taken a tentative step toward thawing relations and resuming joint efforts to address irregular migration. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Carlos Fernandez de Cosío says there were no major breakthroughs, but the mere fact the U.S. was holding talks was a sign relations might be looking better under President Biden. De Cosío tells the AP the countries reaffirmed their commitment to previous agreements on migration.
There's an understanding that we need to take steps in the near future to, again, reestablish visas in Havana in a speedy manner and in magnitudes that are indicated to people that there's a legal way to migrate.
It's the highest level talks between the countries in 4 years. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 57 Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police within the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem, medics said, as violence persisted during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan at a site also revered by Jews. In what may signal wider conflict, Israel said two rockets were fired from Gaza, one falling short and another striking across the border without damage. It was the third such incident this week, breaking months of relative calm on the Gazan front. China's major financial hub of Shanghai reported more new COVID-19-related deaths April 22nd as residents vented their anger over a harsh lockdown and strict censorship online. Shanghai's full city lockdown began at the start of April, though many people have been confined to their homes for much longer. The Biden administration wants Americans and their doctors to know there's now plenty of the life-saving COVID-19 pill Paxlovid to go around. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Biden administration is advising doctors Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral treatment is in ample supply and no longer needs to be rationed. Paxlovid has shown it can save lives and prevent serious disease if prescribed in a timely fashion. That's within 5 days of symptoms appearing. The pill was first approved in December, and the supply was initially very limited. But as COVID-19 cases across the country have fallen and manufacturing picked up, it's now far more abundant. The U.S. has ordered enough pills to treat 20 million people. That's estimated to last for several more months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More children and teenagers in the United States were killed by guns than any other cause in 2020, according to a mortality analysis by researchers from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Guns surpassed car crashes as the top cause of death in America for those aged 19 and under in 2020, according to the analysis. And more on our top story, Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steelworks in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.